Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the Master's name, for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us read Psalm 103 together. Nuti Munam Sangirtanam, Nam Kacher no Waika. Psalm 103. I will be reading from the NIV version, Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Hallelujah. Let us just lift up our holy hands and thank God this morning. Thank God on this holy morning for this beautiful psalm. Sangeerthanam ezhuthiyathu pole. Hallelujah. En maname Yehovae vaazhthuka. എൻ്റെ വിശദങ്ങമേ എൻ്റെ വിശുദ്ധനാമത്തെ വാഴ്ത്തുക. എൻ മനമേ യഹോവയെ വാഴ്ത്തുക. അവൻ്റെ ഉപകാരങ്ങൾ ഒന്നും മറക്കരുത്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഓ മൈ സോൾ ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വിത്തിൻ മീ. ബ്ലെസ് ഹിസ് ഹോളി നെയിം. ബ്ലെസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഓ മൈ സോൾ ആൻഡ് ഡു നോട്ട് ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ഹിസ് ബെനിഫിറ്റ്സ്. As the psalmist has written this morning, let us thank God this morning for all his works, for all his blessings, for his goodness towards us. Let us praise God this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We bless you for what you have done in our lives. We praise you because you alone are worthy of all worship and praise. We glorify your name, Father. We worship your majesty. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, Lord, that we can bless your holy name, that your name is worthy to be praised. What are us human beings, Lord? We are like dust that when the wind blows away is gone and is no more, Father. But your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your compassion, your grace, graciousness towards us, Father, knows no bounds, Father. As far as the east is from the west, you have separated our sins from us, Father. As far as high as the heavens are from the earth, Father, is so great is your love towards us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this infinite love, for this infinite mercy that you have shown to us, Lord. Father, as we dig into your word this morning, as we want to expose, Father, be exposed to your scripture, will you speak to us? Will you minister to us? Will you heal us? Will you transform us? Will you change us to be more like your son, Jesus Christ? Father, Lord, Father, the whole world, Father, as they're celebrating Father's Day, we know ultimately, Lord, you are the greatest Father. You are our Heavenly Father, and we call upon you, Father, to minister to us. We are your children, and we come into your presence seeking your face. We love you, Jesus. Teach us to love you more. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. It is such a beautiful morning, and I'm so grateful that I get to see all of your, some of your beautiful faces. Every time I have to say the same thing, some of your beautiful faces and some of your names. But it's really good for us to be together in God's presence. First of all, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers here. I know that, you know, when Mother's Day comes, we usually make it a much more greater celebration. Father's Day usually is such a downplayed tradition. But I just want to say thank you, fathers, for all that you do. You guys are fathers. I play a special role in every family. And the role that you bring, the role that you do is very important. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you. You know, last time when I was preaching for Mother's Day, I took a psalm to find out where can I go from, for Mother's Day. So this morning I was thinking today's Father's Day, so I should find a psalm for Father's Day. So that's what made me go into Psalm 103. For Mother's Day, there was a special. You got two psalm in one. And today you have only one psalm, but that's okay. The psalm is twice the size of both those psalms put together. So don't feel bad, fathers. We love you, fathers, and we thank you for all your hard work and love that you put in to our church. Especially, I'm very grateful for fathers when they are coming for picnics. You know, all the fathers will gather together around the barbecue and grill, and they're all standing there. You know, all the mothers are usually preparing the tables, the plates, and all of that. And all the kids are running around here and there. In between of the cooking, the grill, they're playing cricket, they're going playing volleyball, they're playing soccer, they're running around, running after their children. But they still come back to the grill to cook also. Everyone has to have someone has to flip the burger or the hot dog. And if they don't touch the grill, they feel less like a man. So I know that, you know, it is a tradition. I see what you do. I think it's the man in us. The fathers want to provide, want to protect, want to take care, want to supply. You know, so I really appreciate fathers and all the hard work that you put into your families to protect, to provide. And so I just want to thank fathers this morning and just take the time for that, just to specially make you fathers feel appreciated for all the hard work that you do. Let us dig into God's word this morning and see what it is that God, you know, has to speak to us. This is a very familiar psalm to any Pentecostal. I think every Sunday or in the Middle East and every Friday, if there is one person who's praying in Malayalam, they will often quote this verse, En Maname Yehovah Vartaka. You know, like they will say that somewhere in the prayer. I think that if I don't hear that on a Sunday morning or, during a prayer time, I feel like something is missing. You know, they have to quote this is the most commonly quoted verse in Malayalam prayer, I think, Malayalam Pentecostal prayer. En Maname Yehovah Vartaka. Even I, you know, like as a child, I knew that by heart. I didn't understand what it meant, but I knew it by heart because that was how frequently it was said. It says in English, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefits. In NIV, it says, praise the Lord, O my soul. You know, so praise or bless, however you might have it. En Maname Yehovah Vartaka. It is Vartaka. It is about worshiping, praising, glorifying, blessing his name. It's all those words are connected in this word. It's saying, this En Maname, it is my soul. Let us praise, let us worship God this morning. When we have these two verses back to back, praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalm number 2, Psalm 103 verse 2 says, praise the Lord, O my soul. And also in the ending, the last verse, how it concludes is, praise the Lord, O my soul. So this what we call in English or even in Hebrew poetry, you say this as a refrain. It's a refrain, which is a line that is repeated multiple times because it seems to be the theme of the psalm. It seems to be the theme that seems to connect the whole psalm. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul. En Maname Yehovah Vartaka. So the psalmist is reminding himself. He's saying, oh, my soul, En Maname, my soul, praise the Lord. Why would the psalmist have to remind himself to praise the Lord? Think about it for a second. We are saying, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. That's like me saying, Joel, praise Jesus or praise God. Why do you have to tell yourself to praise God? Just praise God. This psalmist is reminding everyone who sings the psalm that God is worthy of praise. And he has to remind himself that God is worthy of praise. You see, there are seasons in our life that we go through where we don't feel like praising God. There are seasons in our life that we go through where we don't feel like God is worthy of praise. And I believe that David, who's writing this psalm, may be going through a season where he is feeling that he's very frail. He's very weak. He's very tired. He's very disturbed. As we go through the psalm, we will see that David is going through a process where he feels like he is going to go away, where he's going to be no more. And that's a frequent theme in David's psalm. But then he's reminding himself, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget his benefits, what he's accomplished, what he's done for us. Let us never forget. David was reaching a point where he was about to forget why he needed to praise God. So he's reminding himself, do not forget what God has done for our lives. Devam nammude jeevithathil cheythayellam nanmagal. Devam nammude jeevithathil cheythayellam nanmagal orthu devathinte naamathe stuthikkan kaaryamundu innu raavile. Hallelujah. There is reason for us to worship God and praise God this morning when we remember all the things that he has done. Ee sangeerthanam vaikkumbol idoru നാല് തട്ടിൽ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇൻ ഫോർ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ലെയേഴ്സ് യു കെൻ ഡിവൈഡ് ദ സാം. ഫോർ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ലെയേഴ്സ്. ഐ ലൈക്ക് ടു ഡിവൈഡ് ഇറ്റ് ഇൻ ടു ഫൈവ് ഫോർ ക്ലാരിറ്റി. സോ ഐ യൂഷ്വലി ഡു ഇറ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്. സാം 103 വേഴ്സസ് 1 ആൻഡ് 2, ഡേവിഡ് ഇസ് സെയിങ് പ്രേസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഓ മൈ സോൾ. ഹി ഈസ് ടെലിംഗ് ടു ഹിംസെൽഫ് പ്രേസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ആൻഡ് ടെലിംഗ് ഹിംസെൽഫ് ടു റിമൈൻഡിങ് ഹിംസെൽഫ് ടു പ്രേസ് ഗോഡ്. Verses 3 to 5, David is now telling his own soul, reminding himself why God's name is worthy to be praised. David is being reminded. David in verses 1 and 2 is reminding himself to praise God. Verses 3 to 5, he's saying why his soul should praise God. Yendinana ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മനമേ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സ്വന്തമായ ഫുൾ ബോഡി ഷുഡ് പ്രൈസ് ഗോഡ്. യഹോവയെ വാഴ്ത്തണമെങ്കിൽ എന്തോ കാര്യമുണ്ട്. ഫോർ വാട്ട് റീസൺ ആർ വി വർഷിപ്പിംഗ് ഗോഡ്, ആർ വി പ്രൈസിംഗ് ഗോഡ്? ഇസ് ഇൻ വേഴ്സസ് 3 ടു 5. വേഴ്സസ് 6 ടു 13 ആർ ദ ട്രേറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ നന്മ, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വിശുദ്ധി, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ജസ്റ്റിസ്, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കമ്പാഷൻ, ഗോഡ്സ് ഗ്രേസ്, ഗോഡ്സ് സ്ലോ ടു ആംഗർ, ഓൾ ദ ട്രേറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ദ ക്യാരക്ടറിസ്റ്റിക്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ആർ വിത്തിൻ വേഴ്സസ് 6 ടു 13. ആറാം വാക്യം മുതൽ 13 വാക്യം വരെ ദൈവത്തിനെ പറ്റി ആണ്. അബൌട്ട് ഗോഡ്സ് ക്യാരക്ടർ പറ്റി നമ്മൾ സാമസ്റ്റ് ഇവിടെ എഴുതുന്നു, ദാവീദ് ഇവിടെ എഴുതുന്നു. ഡേവിഡ് റൈറ്റ്സ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ക്യാരക്ടർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. വേഴ്സസ് 6 ടു 13. വേഴ്സസ് 14 ടു 19, 14 വാക്യം മുതൽ 19 വാക്യം വരെ, ഫ്രം വേഴ്സസ് 14 ടു 19, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദ എറ്റേണൽ ഓർ ദി എറ്റേണൽ ആസ്പെക്ട് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് വേഴ്സസ് ദ ഫ്രെയിൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീങ്സ്. നമ്മൾ പൊടി പോലെ, എന്നാൽ ദൈവം നിത്യതയിൽ ഉള്ളതുപോലെ. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് അസ് ആസ് വെരി ഫ്രെയിൽ, ആസ് വെരി വീക്ക്, ആസ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹൂ ക്യാൻ ബി ഡിസ്ട്രോയ്ഡ്. ബട്ട് ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ഇറ്റേണൽ, ഹി ഈസ് പെർമനന്റ്, ഹി ഈസ് എവർ ലാസ്റ്റിംഗ്. വേഴ്സസ് 14 ടു 19 കമ്പയർസ് ദീസ് ടു ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീങ്സ് വേഴ്സസ് ഗോഡ്, ഓർ മോർട്ടൽ ബീങ്സ്, ഓൾ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്സ് ക്രിയേഷൻ വേഴ്സസ് ഗോഡ് ഹൂ ഇസ് ദ ക്രിയേറ്റർ ഓഫ് ഓൾ തിങ്സ്. Verses 20 to 22, 20th vakyam mudal 22nd vakyam vare, the last two verses, verses 20, 21, 22, those verses are talking about Praise the Lord. And it is about declaring blessing on the Lord for his angels, for the hosts, for the saints, and finally for the psalmist's soul. So these are the division of the psalm. The psalm starts with the psalmist or David reminding himself, his own soul, praise the Lord or bless the Lord, O my soul. And verses 3 to 5 are showing why he has to bless the Lord. Uncle Nokam, let us look at verses 3 to 5 and see why we should bless the Lord. How he is reminding the benefits that God has done. അവന്റെ ഉപകാരങ്ങൾ ഒന്നും മറക്കരുത്. ഉപകാരങ്ങൾ എന്താണ് നമ്മൾ ഓർക്കേണ്ടത്? ദൈവം ചെയ്ത ഉപകാരങ്ങൾ എന്താണെന്ന് നമുക്ക് അറിയണമെങ്കിൽ മൂന്നാം വാക്യം, നാലാം വാക്യം, അഞ്ചാം വാക്യം വായിക്കുമ്പോൾ മാത്രം നമുക്ക് ഈ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ഉപകാരങ്ങൾ മനസ്സിലാകത്തുള്ളൂ. ഓൺലി വെൻ വി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വേഴ്സസ് 3, വേഴ്സസ് 4, വേഴ്സസ് 5 വിൽ വി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദ ബെനിഫിറ്റ്സ് ദ ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൻ ടു ഡേവിഡ് സോ ഹിസ് സോൾ കെൻ റിജോയ്സ്. വേഴ്സസ് 3, ഹു ഫോർഗീവ്സ് ഓൾ യുവർ സിൻസ് and heals all your diseases. Verses 4, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Verses 5, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I want to park here for a moment. Just want to stop here and look at these traits of God. The first part is forgiveness of God. God has forgiven all our sins. The next part is God heals all our diseases. Our greatest sickness, our disease, the greatest problems in this world is not cancer, it's not AIDS, it's sin. Sin is the greatest disease on this world. God heals us from sin, which results in death. But he also heals us of our diseases, our small sicknesses, the small pains that we have. I know people who have been healed from AIDS, people who have been healed from cancer, people who couldn't walk, people who have had something wrong with their toes, their legs are growing normally because God heals them. Our God is a healer God. Verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit, from Sheol, or the pit, or the well, that imagery of being underground. God saves us and brings us and gives us new life. He crowns us with love and compassion. With love that God gives, he crowns us. Verse 5, he satisfies your desires with good things. Whatever we need, that we need for our need, all the good things that we ask for, God provides. When I look at these traits, I see the traits of a father. ഒരു അപ്പന്റെ സ്നേഹമാണ് മൂന്ന് മുതൽ അഞ്ചാം വാക്യം വരെ നമ്മൾ കാണുന്നത്. The love of the forgiveness of sins heals our diseases, redeems our life, who's crowning us with love and compassion, who satisfies our desire with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. This is a fatherly trait. And coach Ernapol, when I was really small as a child, I remember my father used to take me to the park every evening. So we were in Sharjah. My mom used to work night duty, so she would go for night. And so that time, right after, eating dinner, my dad would ask, it would take me to go walking in the park. And it would just be a small park around, just outside our house. And in that park, when we walked, my dad would hold my hand and he would sing this song, walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking all the way, walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone. And then we'd just sing that song and both of us would sing. That song that my dad used to sing as a child to me, to this day, that song is in my head. My father used to play with me. He He used to provide for my needs. Whatever I needed, he would provide. My father is a very strong man. He doesn't cry easily. He doesn't show emotions very easily. That's just the generation of my dad. He doesn't show much emotion. But one of the times that I saw him completely break down was when he saw me sick. I was really sick. I was in a place called St. Lucia. It is one of the Caribbean islands. He had sent me there to study. And when I was there, I had a couple of incidents where I had to go to the ER. My friends turned on the camera when I was having one of these episodes and put the camera, put my parents on Skype, turned the camera on, and they saw me in a lot of pain. My father could not bear it. He was in tears. He was crying because he could not do anything to help me at that time. You see, the father's heart is the heart that is to protect. A father's heart is a heart that is to provide. You know, the Bible says, if you're in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, when your children ask you for an egg, do you give them a snake? When your children ask you for bread, do you give them a scorpion? No. You who are evil know how to give good things to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's in the Gospel of Luke. But you see, the Father is the one who is coming to provide. My father used to work in UAE in some place called Dubai World, or it used to be called Dubai Ports Authority. And when he worked there, he used to work overtime almost every day. When I woke up in the morning, my father was not at home. He used to leave at 6 a.m. to make sure, because of the traffic to get from Sharjah to Dubai, he would spend almost 1.5 hours in traffic. You know, when you think about that, it's similar to Toronto during high traffic time before the pandemic. He used to travel about 1.5 hours, 2 hours to get to his workplace. And then when he comes back home, it's almost 9:30 p.m. For most of the day, my father is outside. He's working. I don't see him. Why does he do it? He does it so that we have food on the table. He does it and he works hard so that his children will not go hungry. Our fathers are hardworking men. Our older generation, they are not very good at showing their emotion. But they show their love through their works. I don't hear very often my father saying, I love you. You know, but his actions show me that he loves me. A father's love is a love that provides for. Verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things. When I was a child, I used to, when we went to school, we used to get, my friends would come with these fake guns. Maybe you have seen them. This gun would have potash in them, potash powder. And if you just shoot it, the potash will hit and then there'll be a big sound. Psh, psh. I thought it was so cool. So I wanted to get this gun because all my friends were shooting in school and nothing, no harm is happening, but they're shooting at tsh, tsh, tsh. It's just the sound. And I thought it was really cool. And sometimes if you look at the barrel, on the other end of the barrel, there might be even a spark or a fire. I thought it was really cool. So I asked my dad, give me this gun. I want this gun. My father never bought it for me because he knows that is not a good thing for me. You see, a loving father will provide good things for their children, not everything that a child asks for. But then maybe some of you are feeling that if some of you are asking for things and your parents are providing. But let's say that anything that is too harmful for your children, your parents will not buy. Why? Because they care for the children. Not everything that we ask for is beneficial. When I was a child and I fell down, when I was riding my bike and I fell down, my father would come and my mother would come and they both would be worried. If my father was there, he would come and make sure that my wounds were treated. This is the love of a father. I would say, go so far as to say this is the love of a parent, but the love of a father is one that is protective, one that provides, one that tries to heal diseases. You cannot bear to see their loved one in pain. Ask any father, ask any husband, ask any person who sees their wife or their children in pain. The man cannot stand it. A man cannot stand seeing their loved ones in pain. They would gladly take the pain and act like the pain is not there. If we have the pain, the number of times I've asked God, God, if Betty is suffering from something, I will say, God, give me that suffering. I don't want to see her suffer. It is because the need to protect and to defend and to take away people's pain upon ourselves. We will gladly suffer rather than see our loved ones suffer. It is the protective, defensive love of the Father. But these days, fatherhood is changing. These days, the definition of a father has become meaningless. I'm not saying within our culture. If we look within the North American culture, what is it to be a father? You pay some money for child support. Parents are not present with their children. Parents are not active in their children's life. Parents leave the home. The fathers leave the home. That is not a fatherly trait. Fathers are failing their children everywhere in North America. Not us. I see very good fathers in this church, and I'm grateful to each and every one of you. But I'm starting to see a lot of people suffering because of the failures, the moral failures of their fathers. And it causes so much pain upon their children, upon their families, upon the whole society. It causes pain. But I will tell you this. All fathers have failed, including us. Each and every single father has failed in their responsibility. No father is perfect. The only father who has been able to do the perfect thing is our Heavenly Father. Nammude swargasthanaya pidavu matram 100% fatherhood in the role, fully empathy. Verse 3, He forgives all our sins. Nammude paapathe ellam shamikkum. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from the pit. He crowns us with life and compassion. He satisfies our desires with good things. This is only fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus took upon himself all the pain of the world. You know, we ask God, God, we don't want our loved ones to suffer. Jesus literally took the sins of the whole world, the suffering of the whole world, the pain of the whole world, the diseases of the whole world, the curses of the whole world upon his body. He was the ultimate husband, the ultimate father is Jesus. No man other than Jesus can be as good of a father as our Heavenly Father. So that is why in verse 13, it says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. നിങ്ങളുടെ പിഞ്ചു വയതിൽ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഒരു ഒരു ചെറിയ കാര്യത്തെ ചോദിച്ചാൽ നിങ്ങൾ കൊടുക്കത്തില്ലേ? If your small child is asking you for something sweet or something to drink or something when they go to the market, maybe you will think, is this good for my children? This is unhealthy. But if the child persists, will you not buy it for them? You have compassion for your children. You love your children. God's compassion towards us, to those who fear him, is greater than the love that a human father has towards for his human children. And I just want to end my time really soon. So I just want to speed through a couple of things that I said. Verses 3-5, they talk about the love of the father. Verses 6-13 is talking about the traits of God. He's righteous. In verse 6, he is just. He's compassionate. In verse 8, he's gracious. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. Most times, it is the men in the family who are slow to anger. When they get angry, it's a different story. But most of the time, in most families, it is the male in the house who's slow to anger. When the child makes a mistake in the household or something is done wrong, what will the mother say? Usually it's the mother in the house. Papa varatte, njan parayunnunde. What does it mean? Let dad come home. I will tell him. That will get the child's attention immediately. The child will like, no, don't tell dad. The reason why I'm saying this is like, because mother always gets angry. Mother is like, gets angry, gets upset, gets sad. We'll say, adikyan varum. But if the father gets angry, whole different story. When I was a child, again, I'm bringing up these stories so that, you know, it's something that you can relate with. Maybe you were not as mischievous as me. Hopefully none of your children are as mischievous as me. When I used to go to school, I used to go to the grocery, and I found out that in the grocery, I can set up a tab or an account and just charge it. I can just buy something and say, charge it to this apartment. So I'd go to the grocery, and we used to live in a house, and our apartment number was 404. So he used to put a paper and he used to put 404 on top. And every day I used to go after school and buy chocolate and chips. Finally, the month got over. And I went and he said, you cannot get anything until you pay it off. I was like, how much is it? Because till this time, I was getting things for free. And I was like, wow, this is so nice. I don't have to pay anything and I'm getting food and chocolate. But then I go to the grocery says, you cannot buy anything until you paid off. And I said, how much is it? It's about 180 dirhams. I'm like, I don't have this money. Where I will get 180 dirhams? I saved, I think my parents gave me some pocket money. I think I have like 10 dirhams. How I will use this to pay 180 dirhams? So I walk home. If I tell my dad that I need 180 dirhams, I know I will get 180 dirhams and something else. So I don't want that something else. So I'm thinking that maybe I can take 200 dirhams from my dad's wallet and he will not notice. So that night when my father was away and his wallet is there, this is the first time my whole body is shivering because I go into his wallet and take 200 dirhams and put it. I don't have a wallet, so I just put it in my pocket. Put it in the pocket, and the next day morning when I wake up, the 200 dirhams is out of my pocket. So my dad wakes me up. He says, "Money, whose money is that?" I was like, that's my friend's money. He just gave it to me. So lie upon lie upon lie, I got stuck and into trouble. Then My mom came home and said, Monet, I heard from dad, because after night duty she's coming. It's like, I heard from dad that you took, you have 200 money. Where is this money coming from? They both coordinated really well. They both talked to the phone and they both are coordinating really well, cross-examining me. And so they're coming and saying, you know, where did you get that money? I said, this friend, this so-and-so friend. He's like, where is that money now? I gave it back to the friend. But I paid the grocer off and I managed to get 20 dirhams back. So my father came back home and he asked me, Joel, what did you do with the money? I finally confessed and said, Dad, I spent the money at the grocer because I spent this much. My father did not spank me or beat me or even shout at me. He just sat in the kitchen and said, and he cried. And he said, I can't believe my own son would lie to me. If you had only asked me for the cash, wouldn't I have given it to you? Why did you have to steal from your own father? To this day, the image of my father crying in the kitchen, hurt that his own son stole from him, is an image that constantly haunts me. At that time, I wish he had beaten me, but him crying and breaking down in front of me and saying how he was hurt because I stole from him is an image that still lasts with me. It is my dad's compassion. He paid it off. But then he also walked into the grocer and said, close that tab and never open it up again. So this is the love of a dad. He's compassionate. He's just. He's righteous. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse. He will not harbor his anger forever. He was hurt, but he still loves me. He did not repay us according to our iniquities. I deserved a big punishment. He did not punish me according to my sin. This part is the love of God towards his beings, verse 11 and 12. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. So far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. The next day, my father still continued to provide food on the table, even though I did wrong. He did not see me. He did not continue to see me as a thief. He did not continue to rub it in my face that I cannot trust you. He forgave me. That is the love of a father. I'm sure even now he probably doesn't even remember the story. And I don't want to remind him the story also. So I'm sure he doesn't remember the story. But this is the compassion of God. I'm going to end it with this last passage. Verses 14 to 19 talks about the permanence of God and the frailty of man. Verse 14 reads like this. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Verse 17, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. That is why the psalmist says in verse 20, 21, and 22, praise the Lord. Yehovah Vartaga, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. God's kingdom is eternal. It is everlasting. He has every right to be angry with us. But he's compassionate, he's loving, he's merciful, he's slow to anger, he's abounding in graciousness. These are the traits of a father. Children of God, I also want to remind you, youngsters or young ones, your parents might fail you. As much as they love you, as much as they desire to be the best for you, they can fail you. Your earthly father and your earthly mother will fail you. But do not let that image cloud the image of the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father is the perfect Father. His love for you is greater than any love that you can receive on this world. And fathers and mothers, do not take the guilt of not being perfect for your children upon yourself. You can do the best you can and we will fail. We can do the ultimate best we can and we will fail. But remember, we are only responsible or caretakers of our children for a moment. Only our Heavenly Father is the father of these children. I have not received a child yet. Betty is pregnant, but I don't have a child of my own yet. But before I got married to Betty, God showed me in a dream the child that I'm going to have and gave me a name for this child. And this is a spiritual name. It is a name that God gave to me. But I remember holding this child in my hand. This is even before Betty and I were even starting for the proposal. Nothing had happened. We were not even talking to each other. God showed me a dream of this child, gave me a name for the child. And in my heart, this is in a dream, in my heart, the love I felt for this child, to this day, I have not experienced such love. The happiness, the joy that I felt in the dream, when I woke up from the dream, it lasted for 2 weeks. The emotions I felt in the dream were real. God then showed me that the mother of this child is going to be Betty. So God showed me in a dream that Betty is going to be my wife and the child that is going to be born. And the emotion I felt holding the child in my dream was a dream that was emotion that I have never experienced in real life up till now. Parents or fathers, remember that first time that you held your child in your hands? The love that you felt, the joy that you felt for such a small thing. God's love for us is greater than that love. നമ്മളുടെ കുഞ്ഞിനെ എത്ര നമ്മൾ ആ പിഞ്ച് വയതിലെ പിടിക്കുമ്പോൾ എത്ര സ്നേഹത്തോടാണ് നമ്മൾ പിടിക്കുന്നത്. എന്നാൽ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സ്നേഹമോ അതേക്കായി എത്ര വലുതാണ്. God's love for us is so great. Never forget that love. He is our Heavenly Father. He is a good, good Father. He is a Father who loves us so much. Ah, appane. Namku vaartha. Namku stuthikkan. Let us praise God this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget His benefits. Next time we hear those words, let our hearts remember what a good Father we have, a good Heavenly Father. I'll close with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank You for Your presence this morning. You are a good Father. No earthly Father can compare. Yet, Father, You have blessed us with good earthly fathers. I pray that You continue to bless them and equip them to be more like their Heavenly Father, to be more like You, Jesus. Father, I pray that as we wait on You, that You strengthen us to be men and women of God. Father, when we go through seasons where we forget why we need to praise You, remind us of how good and compassionate of a Father You are to us. You have removed our transgressions from us. Your love for us is great, higher than the heavens are from the earth. Thank You for Your everlasting kingdom. Thank You for making us children in that kingdom, for adding us as a bride to that kingdom. Thank You, Father, for Your love. Continue to protect us in this love. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless us with these words.